Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, how are you? I'm sorry it took me a few minutes to get on here, but we were having a couple of issues here. But as always, we can always get them worked out. That's what I love about life. Okay, you give yourself enough time, you can get it done. Just can't lose your cool. That is something I've learned over time. And with years of, not a lot of experience, because it took me a little bit of time to catch on to this thing about, you know, being patient. People respect that more, and they feel more comfortable with that. So that's what I try to do. So anyway, on that note, I'm going to talk about the power of prayer. And have you ever wanted something so bad, maybe a love, maybe somebody to call, maybe a new car, maybe something that you have your heart set on, and, you know, meeting somebody, whatever that may be, and it just is not happening. And you do everything that you're told to do, read the right books, personal development, meditation, writing your goals down, all that, and then it just seems like nothing works. And I got this message the other day, and I kept being told to talk about it. So here I am talking about it tonight. It's Friday night, it's Friday night, and here I am talking about it. And what am I going to share with you tonight? I'm going to share with you the power of prayer, because Jesus was talking to his disciples. I believe in Jesus, so that's what I'm going to talk about: Jesus, the God and Holy Spirit, and all the angels, okay? But Jesus is talking to his disciples, and his disciples have been out and about witnessing and talking to people, and nothing was, they said, nothing's working. People aren't listening to us. They're not asking you, Jesus, in their heart. And Jesus looked at them and said, sometimes you need more than that, and not more than that, something different. And he said, prayer. He goes, let me explain what that looks like. And he was talking about this young man that he had seen recently that came to one of his, I'm going to call it seminars, or, you know, when he was out there witnessing, talking, and educating people about Jesus, about himself, and asking them into their heart. And he said, there was a little boy, or young man, who came to me, and he had gotten a demon in him, okay? So I'm going to say it like that. And he'd gotten a demon in him, and the demon would grab him at times and throw him on the ground and try to drown him in water. And this is in the Bible, okay? So this is not something I'm making up. Trying to drown him in water and also, also try to burn him. And Jesus said, we got to pray. And so when Jesus started praying, you know, and everybody was there, you know, giving him or sharing great energy with the kid, the young man, we'll say that like that. Then Jesus commanded the devil to be gone, and it was, okay? And he told his disciples, he said, sometimes you just got to pray. Prayer is so powerful. And I was like, wow, you know, it makes me cry. Prayer is so powerful. And so I'll share this with you this week about prayer. And so I'm really connected to it, prayer, power of prayer. And so I was on the phone call about my car. I was having car problems, right? I hate car problems. So too, and I've had a great little car. Okay. I've had it for a few years now. It's just been paid off. And so I'm excited about that. One of the things that, I have with it was that I had to get some work done. So I'm on the phone with the gentleman, you know, the car guy, and then I heard God say, ask about the recall. I was like, what? He said, ask about the recall. And now this wasn't at my dealership. I eventually got it to my dealership. One of the reasons was this right here. But when I asked, I said, is there a recall on this part? And I didn't even know who was asking. And the guy looks, and he says, yes, as a matter of fact, there is a recall. So from that point on, that whole car getting it fixed took on a life of its own, which I think was God. And God managed to help me manage. God can do anything. I just say it was God, because God said, ask about the recall. And I did, and there was a recall. And I don't know anything about stuff like that. And so I got the recall. I got the, they put the part in. They did everything they needed to do. They had to put a couple other parts in. It cost me money. But that recall part did not. And I was so grateful for it because, and you know, car stuff is not cheap. And so anyway, long story short, I got, my car is running 100% now. It sounds like a new car. I love my car. Okay. And, but God really helped me with that. And so I asked about the recall. I said, before I asked, I made, said a prayer and said, God, if I'm supposed to get this, then you open that door. And God had already opened the door, LOL. But long story short, I was able to fix it pretty easy. And it wasn't an arm and a leg. I mean, it, you know, it wasn't cheap, and car parts never are. Right, but I had to pay for not what I thought I was going to have to pay for. I had to pay for some things that needed to be there, and with that car part that had been recalled. So what I'm saying to you is that you ask for something in prayer and then wait for God to give it to you, or just expect God to give it to you. And so that's what I do, and trying to do that more and more and more. And how does that work? Well, let me explain something to you. When you're asking for something and you're expecting it, that's how it works. And expect it. And God told me yesterday, he said, just expect it, T. He goes, if you expect it, it's going to come. And it does. And so I was super excited about that. And, you know, and God helped me out with my car and made that happen. And there's nothing that God can't do. And people, they go, well, I wish I had a God was my friend like that and I could talk to him. Oh, but you can. So let me explain something to you. This is something that I got a couple of days ago when I was going through this whole thing. And I hope this helps you. I really do. You know, I think that however you talk to God, whether you talk to him with your head bowed or your eyes closed or you talk to him with your head bowed and your eyes open, it doesn't really matter. But God said, come to me the way you want to talk to me. And so I always like God as my best friend, right? And he is one of the funniest beings I've ever met. That's how I see God, okay? And God says to me the other day, he said, dancing with God and having devotions and then dancing with God. And you know what he told me? He said, don't give up your day job. Isn't that funny? And because I like to laugh, right? And God has a great sense of humor. So whatever you want to do, however you want to talk to God, always be respectful. That's not what I'm even saying here. But if you like to laugh and tell God some funny jokes, you got a great set of ears there that will listen to you. And because he likes to laugh, he likes humor. And he also likes someone that worships him with all their heart. So whatever that means to you. But the power of prayer is really amazing, and all you have to do is ask. One of the things that I like about, I like a lot of things about God and Jesus and Holy Spirit, but I'm going to talk about God tonight, okay, which is including the Holy Spirit and Jesus and all God's angels. One of the things that I love about God is that he never gets tired. I mean, I get tired, don't you? God never gets tired, right? And so, you know, the other day I was talking to him and I said, wakey, wakey, God. And he goes, I'm awake. Are you? Like, well, yeah, I guess he told me. But he's always there. And I like humor. Okay, so like dry humor. And so God will talk to me like that sometimes. And I appreciate that with him. God will also talk to me when he says, I want you to listen. And so I always do. So, you know, you're respectful. And God also, he will do that with you too. All you have to say is say, hey, God, I want to pray with you. And then you pray and ask God if he wants to add anything. Always ask him if he wants to add anything to it. And that's always a good thing. And then expect for miracles to happen. Listen, a recall I had never heard of, okay, about the recall, and there was one. So when you have an open heart and you can ask for things, it happens so much easier. And don't feel bad about asking for things. That's something that will get in your way. I know that because there are times I've asked for things and I feel bad that I do. But God wants us to ask for things. He wants us to help us. And that's what I do know. So just ask for things, you know. And you may not ask, or maybe you ask and say, thank you for giving this to me. This is something better. And that's always what I do. And, man, I've gotten some miracles, you know, I really have. And my car part was a miracle. And I just said, God, please help it fall into place. And it did. And so that's what you can do. I hope that helps you. But if you come to God and you say, hey, God, I got a question for you. I got something that's on my heart. All right. I want to ask you about this. Or I want to ask you about this girl, this guy, my marriage, my whatever you want to do, then ask him. He'll be there. He'll answer for you. I promise you he will. That's something I know without a shadow of a doubt. So that being said, I hope that makes sense to you a little bit. You have fun this weekend asking God maybe what do you want to know? If you could ask God any prayer in the world, what would it be? That's something you can do. I want to share that with you. And the God's there. He's in your corner. He's in your space. He really is. And he'll help you with no matter what you ask. All right. And one of the things that I do know is he wants us to ask. And if you want to bow your head and get on your knees, that's okay. If you want to sit up on the chair at the kitchen table, that's okay too. All right. There's no wrong way to ask and to pray, but it's not wrong to pray. God encourages us to pray, encourages it to have prayer in our daily world. Because you know what? With prayer, we get things done, right? And God will make sure we get things done. And all you have to say is, God, I would like this. I would like this. And I would like your help with this. You know, I mean, would you like God to help you with, I'll share one with you. This is one that I'm going to cry, maybe. I probably won't, but I almost did. I didn't want to. I have a friend of mine, and we have not spoken or really talked in years. I love her. She's a good person. So yesterday, God was giving me these messages to call her. Anyway, beautiful soul she is. And she just had a baby. Well, not a baby, but she had a grandbaby. And she's a stunning-looking woman, okay? And she's a sweetheart. And so she, she said, I told her, I sent her a text. I said, I know you just had a grandbaby. I'm so happy for you and your family. And I'm always wishing you the best. And you know what? We haven't talked in over 2 years, really talked. And then she sent me a text back. Thank you so much. That meant the world to me. And that meant a lot to me. So it's when you can forgive somebody or you can let things go, because that's the golden rule. Treat people like you want to be treated. And that's it. That's important. Napoleon Hill has a book called The Law of Success. If you get a chance, I would read it or listen to it. I've been listening to it. It's an amazing book. But he talks about the golden rule. Do unto others what you want done unto you. And don't just do it a little bit. Go full out, right? So that's what I did with her. And it felt great because I felt the connection, the response that she gave me was heartfelt. And nothing like that, is there? Like when you haven't been able to talk to someone for whatever reason, and you can do that and put that situation to bed, much better. So should we all live like that, right? Anyway, I hope that makes sense to you. I love everybody. I do. And thank you for being here, and thank you for listening. Take care and have a great now. Bye, everybody.